Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early voting began Saturday in Michigan's Republican primary and South Carolina's primaries, now less than a week away. ABC's Alex Brashear is in Detroit with more on the race for the Republican nomination.
Former President Trump trading the courtroom for the campaign trail, making weekend stops in Pennsylvania and Michigan, acting as the presumptive GOP nominee. Nikki Haley's taking aim at the former president and his legal woes.
You can't win an election if you're spending more time in court than you are on the campaign trail.
She's 32 points behind him in her own state, but insists she's not going anywhere.
President Biden said he spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky and reassured him that Congress will authorize more aid for Ukraine. Head of the World Health Organization says the only remaining hospital in southern Gaza is no longer functioning. And it's been a year since former President Jimmy Carter announced he was entering hospice care. The family of the now 99-year-old says he's at home. This is ABC News. Former Congressman George Santos expelled from the House last year and facing criminal charges relating to fraud and stealing from donors is now suing late-night TV host Jimmy Kimmel. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Can you imagine if I get sued by George Santos for fraud?
He is. Santos accusing Kimmel of deceiving him with phony names and narratives into making videos on the Cameo app, birthday greetings and other shout-outs used to ridicule him.
Congratulations on getting your driving test.
Hey, Brenda. I wanted to congratulate you on successfully cloning your beloved schnauzer.
Santos naming Kimmel, ABC, and Walt Disney Company as defendants.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Today's one of the biggest days in auto racing. It's the Daytona 500. It starts at 2:30 Eastern. 2015 winner Joey Logano's on pole alongside 2021 winner Michael McDowell. But the big unknown is weather. There's rain in the forecast. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, it looks like more quiet weather in the offing not only today, but really for most of this upcoming week, as the upper Midwest finds itself in what's called a split flow, with the main storm tracks running through Canada and down through the southern U.S., and not a whole lot in between. Now, temperatures will be noticeably warmer as we go through the next several days. In fact, readings could be about 25 degrees above normal as we head toward Tuesday and Wednesday. Some records are even possible across the region. As far as any precipitation goes, well, it looks like just a slight chance of a little sprinkle coming through Tuesday evening into Wednesday with a weak front, but again, very small amounts. Down the road a bit, there could be a brief shot of cold air working in toward the very end of the upcoming week, but that again will not likely last very long. Here's that forecast for today. Look for quite a bit of sunshine, a bit warmer, and still slightly breezy. High temperature 39 degrees. Northwest wind between 8 and 16. A few clouds and chilly tonight, low about 18. Tomorrow partly cloudy and mild with a high of 43. Southeasterly wind at 4 to 8. Tuesday partly cloudy and unseasonably warm, low 26 with a high of 49. Couple of stray sprinkles possible by evening. Wednesday partly sunny and warm, maybe a stray sprinkle, low 30, high of 53. Thursday partly sunny and a touch cooler, low 30, high in the mid-40s. Friday partly cloudy and cooler yet, low 23 with highs in the mid-30s. Saturday looks like another quiet day with some sunshine, low 18 degrees with a high of 39. The 40s will likely come back by next Sunday.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a sunny 28 degrees. 26 is our morning low, and we've been heading upwards since. Yesterday, we had a high of 33 degrees and no precipitation. A record high for this day set back in 2017 at 65, while a record low of 16 below was set in 1979. Last year on this day, our high was 41 and our low 15. Sunset today at 5:36, sunrise tomorrow at 6:54. No precipitation. The barometer is at 29.80 as it continues to rise, and west winds are at 5 to 7. Again, it's 28 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this morning is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV & Appliance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The state assembly on Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
Democratic Representative Jill Billings.
Kids who are human trafficked are victims. They're not criminals, and we should not be charging them with the crime of prostitution in the state of Wisconsin.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. Discouraging youth vaping in Wisconsin. That's what grants from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services will hope to do. The agency said in a Thursday release it will be awarding 13 grants of over $800,000 to community organizations statewide for anti-vaping initiatives. The funding, which comes from a settlement from the vape company Juul, will be used for community and school-based programs to prevent vaping and help teens and young adults up to age 24 quit. The money will also help fund research on vaping prevention and ways to decrease access to or the use of vape products. A piece of snow clearing equipment tipped over the side of a Madison parking garage Thursday morning. The Madison Fire Department said the operator of the equipment tried to dump a load of snow over the side of the garage when it tipped and hung over the edge of the top level of the structure. The operator climbed out of the back window of the snow-moving machine unharmed before first responders arrived. A towing service put the pile of snow underneath the equipment to keep it balanced before removing it from the ramp by the noon hour. The Oakwood Chamber Players have been dedicated to delivering exceptional classical and contemporary music performances to the Madison and Wisconsin communities for 39 years. The group consists of six professionals in the fields of string and wind instruments and is committed to excellence in all aspects of their work. The Richland Concert Association will host the Oakwood Chamber Players this afternoon at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Tickets are priced at $15 for adults and free for students or buy Richland Concert Association series tickets. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. Three blood drives will be held this week. The first, Monday, from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. The second will be Wednesday, from 11 to 4 at Weston High School. The third blood drive will be Friday, from noon to 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. Individuals are encouraged to make an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. With the unseasonably mild weather, DNR researchers say more bears are being spotted out of their dens in Wisconsin. News 5 in Minnesota reports this is the time of year researchers usually check on dens. However, they're finding bears more awake than they would be in typically winter weather conditions. This could be due to snow melting and water going into dens. Bears could be out looking for a drier place to sleep. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
The Hub City Bog, recently, and details from way back when. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to dnr.wisconsin.gov, topic state, natural areas located on the Richland County Parks Commission website. The Hub City Bog features an unusual tamarack bog island and tall shrub community with its pine and hemlock relics. Associated shaded cliffs also are present. This uncommon driftless area bog was formed in an oxbow lake left by the meandering of the Pine River. Location? It's to the east of the bog in Souls Creek, which flows at the base of a 75-foot sandstone cliff. The north facing on the UW property supports a northern forest of hemlock, white pine, and yellow birch. With a ground cover of Labrador tea, trailing arbus, bunchberry, wintergreen, and solvent's coolwort. The project area was expanded in 2007 to include more of the remaining unique pine hemlock relics found in this area. Only a small portion of the relics are currently protected by the DNR. The tamaracks in the bog suffered from nearly 70% mortality due to an infestation of large bark beetle. However, some tamarack reproduction is taking place. Many springs are present in the tamarack swamp. Most typical bog plants are absent, although sphagnum, moss, and some very showy species are found. Hub City Bog is owned by the DNR and the UW Board of Regents. It was designated a state natural area in 1970. In a 1933 bulletin titled Tamarack Bogs of the Driftless Area in Wisconsin by Henry P. Hansen, Volume 7, Number 2, on pages 259 through 261, it mentions the area south of the Melanchthon Creek, east of the Pine, in what is known as the Hub City Bog, located just north and to the east of the village. And this bulletin also references another bog located along the Pine River further south, an area referred to as the Sextonville Bog, about a half mile south of the village of Sextonville, located to the east of the Pine River, still serving what would be miles north of the Wisconsin River. Both of these bogs identified have vegetation thought to date back prior to the last stage of glaciation in Wisconsin, and with a migration early in a post-glaciation time period. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering John Weenie Wilson.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Sunday, February 18th. Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man, Dahl, 77 of Spring Green, died February 13th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be this afternoon at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Willwood Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church today from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Dennis Arthur, the Opal Man, Dahl, 77 of Spring Green. Martin Joseph Bolin, 92 of Rural Laval, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held this Wednesday at 11 at Vaulton Friends Church in Vaulton. Burial will follow in the Oak Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 to 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Vaulton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department, EMT, or a Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. For Martin Joseph Bolin, 92 of Rural Laval.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Well, it's time for this morning's birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be. Well, we have a good handful of birthday and anniversary wishes we want to send out on this Sunday, February 18th. Happy birthday today on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Michael Nitka, Hannah Young, Brandon Jack, Clara Hope Turner, Brian Jelenic, Rachel Turgeson, and Brad Walsh. Happy birthday today to Brian Jelenic, Michaela Kinney, Melissa Marabelli, and Rowan McKenna from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Birthday wishes today go out to Paul Murphy from the Unified United Methodist Church. Also, happy birthday today to Avery Manning and Chet Sumwalt from Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday today once more to Michael Nitka, this time from the Richland Center Primary School. Beulah Wesleyan would like to wish Chet Sumwalt a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday once more to Avery Manning from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Happy birthday today to Allison Sturba from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Diane Gullig with love from Aunt Linda and Uncle Mel. Happy 10th birthday to our Hoosier granddaughter, Michaela Kinney. Hope you can pick WRCO up in Osceola. With love from Grammy and Papa Kinney. Happy birthday to our favorite son-in-law. He's the only one, so small contest. Brian Jelenic, have a great day, Jelly. Love, Sarah and Richard. Happy birthday to our favorite dad, Brian Jelenic, with lots of love from Emma, Easton, and the cats. Happy birthday to my wonderful husband, Brian Jelenic, with love from Rachel. Happy, a very special 100th birthday wish to our very special gentleman celebrating today, Kenneth Theed, with all of love from Ken, Patty, and Dayton, Jerry and Carrie, Tim, Deb, and Chris, Dan, all your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Happy 100th birthday to my husband, Kenneth Theed. Enjoy your special day with love from Millie. Happy birthday to Steve Gard from Diane. Happy birthday to Valerie Bauer from Dad and Mom. Happy birthday once more to Kenneth Theed from St. Luke Lutheran Church. And a happy anniversary wish today going out to Nicholas Ewers and Shelley Jones. Happy anniversary from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Best wishes to all of you celebrating today from all of us at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services. Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. It was a busy weekend, the final weekend before state wrestling, as it was time for sectional wrestling being held around the state. Phil Nee has a recap of Division II wrestling covered by WRCO Saturday.
The Area Division 3 Wrestling Sectional.
A WIAA tournament was held in Wisconsin Dells on Saturday. Division 2 action, and there were lots of highlights. Led by Dodgeville's Dodgers, they had champions at 100 in the girls' championship round, at 106, 113, 120, and 126 in the boys' round. River Valley advances Wyatt Knockreiner to state, and Richland Center with Ethan and Emma Haiti and Teague Perkins all heading on to the state tournament. Unofficial team scores on Saturday saw Prairie du Chien score 118, Darlington Blackhawk 99.5, Dodgeville third at 96, Lodi fourth with 87, and Belleville Monticello Nuglaris with 77. Looking at the place winners, the top three go to state. First of all, for the boys, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville was a champion at 106, followed by Colin Fry of Evansville and Colton Koss of Gay Electric Trempolo Melrose Mindoro. 113, the first place wrestler, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center took second, Nick Erslund of Wisconsin Dells was third. At 120, Charlie Might Dodgeville was first, Blake Endres, Belleville Monticello Nuglaris was second, Drake Gazda, Mauston Nasita was third. At 126, Reed Spurley of Dodgeville was first, Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawks second, and Sawyer Ostrom, Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards finished third. At 132, Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien was first. Second was Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville. Carson Minahan of Monroe was third. At 138, Marcus McIntyre, a champion from Broadhead Judah. Belleville Monticello Nuglaris's Mason Mao was second, and Mason Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien finished third. 144, Owen Seferud of Darlington Blackhawk was first. Braden Dorshorst of Lodi was second. Drew Hurd, Prairie du Chien, finished third. At 150, Danny Heiser, Evansville was first. Joe Lomar, Broadhead Judah, second. And Wyatt Knockreiner, River Valley, finished third to advance to state. At 157, Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawk first, Bryce Lenzendorf, Prairie du Chien second, Gunnar Johnson, GET Meros Mindoro was third. At 165, Maddox Goble, Darlington Blackhawk first, Jeremiah Avery, Prairie du Chien second, Riker Swenson third from Belleville Monticello Nuglaris. At 175, Mason Lane of Lodi was first. Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida second. Landon Heitmeyer of Portage finished third. At 190, Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nisida was first. Ross Chris, Darlington Blackhawk second. Carson Loshaw of Belleville Monticello Nuglaris finished third. At 215, Blake Theory, Prairie du Chien first. Isaiah Groskoff of Lodi second. And Teague Perkins of Richland Center finished third. At 285, Henry Keppen of Lodi was first, Jack Simmons, Prairie du Chien second, and Evansville's Tim Lund took third. For the girls' results, Ava Lord of Dodgeville was first place at 100, Emma Haiti Richland Center was first at 107, and advances to state. They only take the champions in girls. Zoe Licht of Lodi was first at 114. 120, Althea Ekdahl of Monroe was first. 126, Brianna Buchner of Wautoma Wild Rose advances to state. Richland Center's Madeline Muller wound up in fourth place at that weight class. Also at 132, Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls is a champion. At 138, Mackie Kaz of GET Meros Mindoro. At 145, Michaela Howard Edgerton is a first place finisher. Also at 152, Maddie Zuby of Viroqua is a champion. 165, Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville advances to state. At 185, Dacia Storley, Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards, and advancing to state at 235, Olivia Davey of Berlin. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. And over in Mineral Point, WRCO's Bill Twining and Dave Wormand were on hand for sectional wrestling as well.
The Area Division III Wrestling Sectional was held Saturday at Mineral Point High School for both boys and girls. The boys, the top three in each weight class, advance on to state. For the girls, the champion advances to the state meet, which will be held concurrently with the boys this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Cole Center in Madison. The boys' tournament Saturday at Mineral Point, La Crosse Aquinas came away with 8 state qualifiers. Iowa Grant Highland was next with 7. Team sectional champion Fenimore advances 6 on to the individual tournament. Riverdale moves on 4 to state. Mineral Point and Parkview Albany each have 3. With 2 wrestlers advancing to state, both New Lisbon and Pecatonica Argyle, and with 1, Ithaca Weston, North Crawford Seneca, Royal Waniwak Center, DeSoto, Cashton, Westby, and Blair Taylor. By weight class, the champion and state runner-up a year ago at 106 pounds, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle. The runner-up from the sectional, Jaron Grimslet, a junior from North Crawford Seneca, and taking third place, Parker Milsna from Cashton. 113 pounds, the champion and former state champ, Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, runner-up, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, and third place, freshman, Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. At 120 pounds, the sectional champion, Roger Fleege of Aquinas, Jaden Geyer of Westby is a runner-up, third place to freshman, Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. The champion at 126, sophomore Brody Meese of Riverdale, will be making his second trip to state. Alexander Radovich of New Lisbon is the runner-up, and Danny Finley of Parkview Albany places third. State qualifiers at 132 are champion Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland, going to state for the second time. Two-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point is also the sectional runner-up at 132. And taking third place is three-time state qualifier Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center. The champion at 138 is Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland, making his third trip to state. He's a former state runner-up. Runner-up at the sectional at 138, Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas. Third place to Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon, who will be making his second trip to the state meet. At 144, the champion and former state runner-up, Ian Crapp of Fenimore. Runner-up at the sectional, Zach Moline of Aquinas. And third place to freshman, Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. The champion at 150 is Siler Zansevich of Fenimore, followed by Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland and Trevor Paulson of Aquinas. Kristen Stelt of Fenimore takes the title at 157. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland makes his second trip to state. He's the runner-up at 157. And Ithaca Weston's lone representative going to state is junior Nolan Waldner, third place at 157. At 165, Cade Rule of Mineral Point is the sectional champion. He'll be making his third appearance at the state meet. Emerson Moen of Iowa Grand Highland follows. He'll be making his second trip to state. And Seth Greeno of DeSoto is the Pirates' lone qualifier for the state tournament. At 175, defending state champion David Moline of Aquinas is the champion at the sectional. Riley Wanick of Riverdale returns to state for the second time and the first since his sophomore year. And the third-place finisher making his third trip to state, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore. Tyson Martin of Aquinas, a state runner-up last year, is the sectional champion at 190. Wyatt Annan of Fenimore is the runner-up, and Sam Schwengels of Parkview Albany places third. The champ at 215 at Mineral Point Saturday was defending state champion Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor. Runner-up, Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, making his second trip to state, and third place to Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany. At 285, the champion and defending state champ is Evan Gratz of Fenimore. Runner-up, sophomore Grant Matthews of Riverdale, and third place to Brett Zielkowski of Aquinas. Repeating the state qualifiers, first from Riverdale is Brody Meese, a champion at 126. Runners-up, Riley Wanick and Grant Matthews, and third-place finisher Lakota Brewer. Representing Ithaca Weston at state will be junior Nolan Waldner at 157 pounds. For North Crawford Seneca, going on to state, junior Jaron Grimslet at 106. Royal Waniwak Center will be represented at state by Gunnar Wopat. Cashton's Parker Milsna goes on to state, as does Seth Greeno of DeSoto. Also going on to state for Mineral Point are the following wrestlers. Champion Cade Rule, runner-up Rowan Carey, and third-place finisher Elliot Teich. And for Iowa Grand Highland, seven state qualifiers. They include sectional champions Hunter Stevens and Elliot Biba. Four runners-up in Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Moen, and Bodie Brockhoff. And a third-place finisher in Brock Hinderman. The girls' tournament was also held Saturday at Mineral Point. Approximately 40 girls competed at the sectional level, where only the top finisher, the champion, advances on to the state meet. North Crawford Seneca, Westby, and Fenimore each have two state representatives, and from the area, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Mineral Point, and Lancaster have one apiece. Here are the girls' champions from the Mineral Point sectional and advancing on to state. Kylie Klum, a sophomore of Westby at 100 pounds. Brooklyn Lull of Fenimore, a senior at 107. Marissa Klum, a junior from Westby at 114. Also going to state, the champion Delia Collins, a sophomore from Mineral Point at 120 pounds. Frankie Groom, a freshman from North Crawford Seneca at 126. Olivia Ball, a sophomore from Lancaster at 132. Gianni Babel, a senior, will go to state for Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative at 138. Also, Sophia Paulson of Aquinas at 145. Brittany Pesci, a freshman from River Ridge at 152. Rachel Schauer, a senior from Fenimore at 165. Anna Logue of North Crawford Seneca, a sophomore at 185. And Sydney Coyne of Parkview Albany, a junior at 235. Placing second for the girls and just missing out on going to the state meet from the immediate area, Kaylee Manning of Ithaca Weston. From Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Luca Gross, Madison Glass, and Maddie Townsend. From North Crawford Seneca, Darcy Jelenic. From Lancaster, a trio of girls, Amelia Jensen, Raquel Vinson, and Cashelia West. All those girls placed second and just missed qualifying for the state tournament. Again, the state tournament is Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Kohl Center in Madison. Action gets underway at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon with Division I preliminary round matches. Divisions 2 and 3 kick in at approximately 7 o'clock on Thursday night. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also, the Ithaca boys basketball team beat Lafarge Saturday night, 83-41. Channing Brown had 25 points. Devin Iam had 24. Micah Salisbury added 12. And Ethan Burkham scored 10. The Bulldogs wrap up the Ridge and Valley Conference with a game at home against Wizika Steuben. And Tony Perkins' layup with 1.3 seconds left gave Iowa an 88-86 overtime win over Wisconsin. Perkins, who had 16 of his 18 in the second half and overtime, drove the right side of the lane, nearly losing the ball before recovering to hit the winning shot. Iowa's Peyton Sanford then intercepted Carter Gilmore's inbound pass to close the win. Wisconsin had a chance to take the lead with 15 seconds left and the score tied at 86, but Max Klesmet missed a three-pointer. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks. Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
WRCO. Thank you. of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Blessed Lord, oh my soul. Thank you.
Seeking you.